You're up to Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph on top. Again, the Shaila was that our last Mishnah said that Shein Achilu V'Yaktor Mitzarfin, you can't have a Machshava to eat a Chatzi Kizayis Chutzlis Manoin and to burn a Chatzi Kizayis, not Mitzarf. The Shaila was, what's the Dika of the Mishnah? We already learned this in the first Mishnah. So again, on top, holding now Chosu Lomeli. And really, the Girsha should be like it says in the Sarsh and Sankochim, that Chosu Lomeli, what do we need the Dika of our Mishnah for? If you have a mind to eat something, and then to eat a chatzik zayis or something that's supposed to be burnt, something that's not supposed to be eaten, so the question is mereshish mamino. We have this dig from the first Mishnah that the machshav does not passel. If the chiddushes know that if they're even thinking on something that's supposed to be eaten, that both the machshav is mitzdarif. So misayfer shma mina. We hear this clearly from the sefer of the Mishnah, the Tani Kachatzi Zayis, like it says this in the sefer of the first Mishnah. That the Tani says in the sefer of the first Mishnah, Kachatzi Zayis Bachutz, Kachatzi Zayis Lamocha Pasul. So of course, Mashma clear there is Mitztarf. For Kachatzi Zayis Lamocha, Kachatzi Zayis Lamocha Tigal. It's like a Chal Tigal. So what do we need our Mishnah for? I Leechol Ulahatir, if our Mishnah means to teach us goof of what it's saying. That you can't have a machshava of eating something chuslas manoi, and of burning something chuslas manoi, you can't put the two machshavas together. So like our Mishnah says, legufa, that if you mechashav on a chatzik zayis to eat tomorrow, and if you mechashav on a chatzik zayis to burn tomorrow, that's not mstarif. So more is, midyuka dereisha shamat minor. This also we would hear the dig from our first Mishnah. And the dig should be like this, tahashto, umma lecho v'lechol, Dover Shein Darko Lechol Omar to Lemit Starif Madach, when you're thinking about eating both of the Chatzik Zayas, so as you're thinking about eating a Chatzik Zayas that's supposed to be eaten, and you're also thinking about eating a Chatzik Zayas that's supposed to be burnt, but you think about eating it, so the Mishnah before said it's not Starif. If so, from this alone we should hear clearly that Lechol Lahakir Miboy, that's for sure I should know if you have a Machshob like it says now Mishnah Tid a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim lamocher, and to burn a kachatzi zayis of the tzmitzit tomorrow, there's not mitzdarif. Is so for what purpose? What's the chiddush of our last Mishnah? Sumar answers, no, in, yes, I still need it. Because maybe I would have thought to say, lechol olahak teritzrach lei. We need for our Mishnah, leguf for what it says. They say that if you mechashiv tit a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim tomorrow, and you mechashiv to burn a kachatzi zayis of the kemitzah tomorrow, that's not mitzarif, I need it. Because otherwise, from the first mission alone, salko taita chamin, I would have thought to say, ha samhu deloy ki urchei ka mechashiv. Maybe only in the mission before it's not mitzarif. If you think about eating a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim, and about eating a kachatzi zayis of the kemitzah, since you're thinking about eating the kemitzah, that it's not a derech, maybe that's why the machshav is not mitzarif. Aval hocho to bahai ki urcho komechashiv or bahai ki urcho komechashiv emel it starf. But over here, maybe like in our last Mishnah, maybe since you be mechashiv teet a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim, and that's what you're supposed to be doing with the shirayim. You're supposed to be eating the shirayim of the mincha, and you're also mechashiv to burn a kachatzi zayis of the kemitza, which that's what you're supposed to be doing with the kemitza. So even though it's two separate things, eating and burning. But since you're thinking about what you're supposed to be doing, is Emel at Starf, maybe these two machshavas would be Starf to make pigul in the mincha? Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of this last Mishnah, that if you think lechol kachatzi zayis, or lahak to kachatzi zayis, the locker is, she'enach, it's still kosher the mincha, and that's the chiddush, she'enach, he'll be yaktor and Starf, and yes, we need this chiddush in our Mishnah, we would not know this from the Mishnah before. Hadrin alecha kol amanochis. Now the Mishnah says, Ha koin meitz es ha mincha, lechol shireho. When the koin makes the kemitzah of the mincha, he has in mind then to eat from the shirayim, from the leftover part of the mincha, or lahaktir koin salamocho, or else he has in mind that b'shas he's making the kemitzah, he has in mind to burn the kemitzah tomorrow, the wrong time. So the locher the Mishnah says is that the moedi reb yosi b'zeh shupigol, that Rabbi Yossi agrees in this case, in these two cases, that it's chal din tigul in the mincha. And therefore, whoever eats from this mincha, is v'chayav malav koros, yichayav koros. Now we'll soon see what the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi is. What does it say? Moed Rabbi Yosi, v'chur pshita. That was the whole mishnah we had before. The v'shas kemitza, if you have in mind either to eat from the shirayim tomorrow, or you have in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, it's chalpigal. So we'll soon see what the chiddush is, why Rabbi Yosi agrees. Now the mishnah says, what's going to be lahakter l'venosa l'mocha? Let's say v'shas kemitza, v'shas the kohen is making the kemitza, he has in mind to burn the levoina of the mincha tomorrow, which by regular mincha, usually, there are two matirim to the mincha. You have to burn both the kemitza and the levoina. The levoina that was put on the mincha, after you burn the kemitza, then you have to gather together the levoina and burn the levoina. So let's say the kohen thinks Pishas is making the kemitza, that he plans to burn the levoina tomorrow. So Rabbi Yosi Yaymer Posol V'yein Bekoros. Now this is a little bit of Chiddush. In this case, when you only think to burn the levoina tomorrow, here Rabbi Yosi argues and says, it's not Chal Pigul, but it's only Machshava Psul, it only passels the Mincham, but it's not Chal Koros, and we'll see in the Gemara why. However, V'chachom Moin Nechom say, Pigul V'chayov Malov Koros. Chom say yes, L'maiset Chal Din Pigul, V'shas one of the Dalar Avoidis, you are thinking to do an Achila tomorrow, even though it's a Chatzim Matir, but vice versa we hold, you could have a Machshava to do a Chatzim Matir tomorrow, and it's Chal Pigul in the Mincha. So, Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosi, Ma Shinu Zeh Min HaZevach, why should a Mincha be different than a Korban? Just like by Korban V'shash Chita, if you think to either burn the Emurim tomorrow, or to make the Zrika tomorrow, it's Chal Pigul, either one of them. So we're here also, if you think to burn the Levoina tomorrow, why shouldn't it be Pigul? So Amal Ahens, Rabbi Yosi answered back and said, like his far as like this, Shehazevach, by a korban, by the animal, there he agrees that b'shas shchit, if you have in mind to eat, or to burn the emurim tomorrow, or to make the zrika sadam tomorrow, that's chal pigul. Why? Domoy ubsarav yemurim echad. It's one body, it's one goof. Like by an animal, it's meat, it's basar, and it's fat, it's all one. Therefore, b'shas shchit, b'shas adal ravoidis, you think you're doing one of these achilas, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, he's made it's chal pigul. But the levoina ain't a min a mincha. His worries about the levoina. That's that you have to burn the levoina. That's not considered part of the mincha. So therefore he holds, you can't make pigul by thinking to burn the levoina tomorrow. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what clearly is the svara of Rabbi Yosi. But I call upon him, now we understand the chiddush of the Reisha. That the Mishnah says at the beginning that made Rabbi Yosi, that this much Rabbi Yosi does agree, that if you have in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, that makes pigul. Even though the kemitza is only yechatzim matir, but vice versa, the kemitza, that's the flour and the oil of the mincha, that's the gufa mincha, here he agrees you make pigul. If he only argues by burning the levoina, that cannot make pigul. Now the Gemara says, lo melil mishnah merger Rabbi Yosi bizu. What do we have to say in the mishnah? Rabbi Yosi agrees, like the churub shita. If you have in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, it should become pigul. So Gemara says, Mishum the Kaboy the Mishnah Seif, because the Mishnah Seif of the Mishnah says that Lahakta Levainosa Lamachom, if you have in mind Bishas the Kemitza to burn the Levaina tomorrow, so Rabbi Yosi Yemi Posel Vein Bekorus. Rabbi Yosi says it's Posel, and it's not Chal Korus. So the Gemara says, Now the time I would have thought to say, Time with Rabbi Yosi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosi in the Seifer? Mishum the Ksavar Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. That maybe the svar is that since the Levaina is only a chatzim matir, there are two things that are matir, the mincha, the shrine teat. That's the burning of the kemitza and the burning of the levoina. So since you're only thinking of burning the levoina, which is only half of the matir, that's why it's not chal pigul. So I would have thought to say then, v'afilu reish nami, even in the reish also, that if the b'shas the kemitza, you have in mind just to burn the kemitza tomorrow, maybe it's not chal pigul either. K'mashulon, that's the chiddush, no, that is not the pshat in